Well, Ben Fisher, I usually start out the conversation by saying, how are things in Silver City? But you are in Santa Fe. How are things in Santa Fe?
That's right. Things are good. Grant County has been all over the place up here in recent weeks.
Now, you got up there last week, and they were with the Grant County Day, right?
That's right. Every year, this is the 43rd year, the Grant County Prospectors, who are a nonpartisan group of business leaders and leaders in other areas down in Grant County, put together this very, very public event here at the Roundhouse.
It's a big to-do.
Groups. It is. It is. You know, it's become kind of iconic up here, not only for the community activism, which is, you know, highly regarded, but also for some standout performances we always give. The Silver Stompers, a group of ladies from Silver City who come up here and perform on the House and Senate floors every year, have earned the nickname the Capital Cuties, and they handed out buttons to that effect.
Capital Cuties.
The Capital Cuties.
Wow, well, that's amazing.
We also had Western New Mexico University's Mariachi Plata give a performance in the Rotunda.
The award-winning mariachi group, right?
The award-winning Mariachi Plata, yes.
Okay. And so they performed?
Mm-hmm. And then there was some of our legislators highlighted a couple of gentlemen from Silver City as well. The owners of Manzanita Ridge, as we all remember, stumbled upon a nearly priceless, but certainly pricey, lost painting by Willem de Kooning, which had been stolen from the University of Arizona Museum 30 years ago, and they returned it to the museum without a reward, though one was offered, and so they were recognized officially. But there was also a lot of official action.
Let's talk about the official action, because the Gila River Diversion Project seems to be coming up more and more, and it seems like it's becoming, dare I say, convoluted.
If it ever was not.
Okay. So where are we with it?
All right. The as the deadline draws near for the Gila Diversion to get their record of approval from the Secretary of the Interior, you know, more and more attention is being paid to this. These, you know, nearly $100 million at last count that is left for the project. Many of those funds are available for other water projects in the New Mexico Unit Fund, but the ISC chose to direct them all to the diversion. So two of our local legislators, Representative Rudy Martinez and Senator Howie Morales, both submitted duplicate bills in their houses that would take $50 million out of the New Mexico Unit Fund and direct those to various projects throughout southwest New Mexico. This is sparked quite a debate up here, not only amongst the committees, but also among our own delegation. Martinez and Morales obviously support this measure and think it has merit. Our Representative Candy Sweetser, though, who represents our southernmost precinct in Grant County, voted in her Ag and Water Resources Committee to table the bill. She thinks the CAP entity is finally in a position to do something, and that the legislature shouldn't impede them.
So what comes next?
Well, while it was tabled in the House committee, it was given a due pass along party line in the Senate Conservation Committee. So Howie Morales' bill will go back to Senate Finance before it comes to the floor, and that's a committee where Howie himself sits.
Well, let's move on to another issue that has become quite convoluted as well, and that's the issue of the hospital and the county.
Absolutely. So Grant County owns Gila Regional Medical Center, but it is operated by a board of trustees, which is appointed by the Grant County Commission. Recently, these two groups have come to a disagreement over operation of the hospital. The Grant County Commission has employed a firm to evaluate whether or not the hospital should remain county-owned and operated or not, or whether a partnership or outright sale might be a better move. And this has the Board of Trustees concerned, to say the least. They've thought this, and they also recently extended the contract for their CEO, Taffy Arias, after just 6 months on the job, extended it by 5 years. And that would get away with any move the county might make.
Okay, Ben. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.